a computerized rifle that improves the shooter's aim and trick him into firing at a different target. SCUPLS is a promising signal to the military that they need an effective weapon that doesn't kill, and a cause for concern for those who fear it will become another torture device. The latest addition to the alphabet soup of laser weapon names is SCUPLS for a scalable ultra-short and compact pulsed laser system, which will use new short pulse lasers. The new plasma-controlled weapon is called the Pulsed Impulsive Kill Laser, or PIKL. The new version of the system will use a laser pulse that heats up the plasma so quickly that it explodes. The plasma explosion would have shattered the windshield and produced a blinding light, rendering the driver unable to continue driving. The new weapon will have the same effect at any distance because the plasma explosion will always be at the same distance from the driver's eyes, instead of burning a hole. This type of laser can produce a plasma blast of any size, from a primer pistol to a stun grenade, by simply varying the power. The new weapon had long-range laser accuracy and a high rate of fire. Later weapon designers learned to use this plasma to their advantage. In September 2018, the Pentagon began a three-year project to create a viable non-lethal laser plasma weapon. Kevin Spatafora pursued a monster shot with Trenton Linderer's bow during the first 5 days of gun season to no avail. The Trenton Linderers knew that if he was going to kill that dollar, it had to be early in the season, before the rut hit or before another hunter shot him. On September 17, an archery hunter even shot the monster Trenton Linderer, who had been killed with a bow, 7 miles from where Trenton Doyle had killed him. The horns of the monsters killed with Trenton Linderer's bow looked like field goalposts sticking out of the open field. Trenton Doyle doesn't want to go into the new house alone and take his brother with him on the second day of gun season. Just a week before the Missouri gun season began, Trenton Doyle received a farm license to hunt. A team of researchers took the forgotten Winchester to a local hospital for X-rays. The patient's name was Rifle. The one that was found was lucky because in less than 2 years, the strawberry fire engulfed the project area and burned the forgotten juniper tree that Winchester depended on. X-rays also showed that the crack in his buttstock had been sealed with metal pins. Workers broke a large stone into 3 pieces so that it could be moved. It is usually made of steel, but after years of neutron bombardment, the steel becomes brittle and can break. Companies are using a relatively new technology known as hydraulic fracturing to open mineral-filled fractures and release trapped gas. I thought it was interesting, soft bouldering shoes for climbing. I recently saw a photo on your Facebook page and it looked like you were wearing 510 projects while hiking in the desert. I started wearing them on the climbing wall and then took them to the rifle. With 510 projects, I get it all. I can turn my foot into the smallest gaps, but at the same time, I can use the smallest hooks and burrs. Now I can say that the projects are the perfect heavy shoe for the desert and also fantastic for hardcore sport climbing. I always wear desert loafers and sometimes Velcro for super thin cracks with multiple face grips. Well, first of all, the gun is never pointed at an actor on set, even if he is 50 feet away from him. From the camera, it may look as if the actors are shooting at each other, but they never shoot at each other. Most of the other gun attacks in the past year have been linked to Carlos. The latter was unusual because the attacker was not armed with a crude Carlo pistol, but with an M-16 type weapon. Unfortunately, non-lethal weapons can kill innocent people, which is what happened in Boston in 2004. Federal law prohibits criminals and certain individuals convicted of minor domestic violence offenses from owning firearms. Armed criminals face up to 10 years in prison. Article content: it is generally illegal for Palestinian civilians to possess any type of firearm, including shotguns. Because Mike works in California, he has to contend with notoriously strict gun laws. Content of the article: if we target this industry and shrink it, the cost of weapons will rise, said Colonel Roy Shitrit. He said that
finding weapons was not as important as shutting down a weapons manufacturer. The wounded President Kennedy with head injuries suggested to Baltimore gunmaker Howard Donahue that the third shot was not fired from a Mannrecher Carcano rifle found on the 6th floor of the Texas Textbook Depository. Most investigators, including Baltimore gunmaker Howard Donahue, believe the weapon linked to Lee Harvey Oswald fired the first 2, if not all 3, shots. No one claims to have seen intelligence agent George Hickey fire an AR-15 rifle at the wounded President Kennedy. Baltimore gunmaker Howard Donahue's calculations put the trajectory on the port side of the rear of the car, which was crowded with intelligence agents, including one who had picked up an AR-15 rifle.
Thank you all for joining us again on the Too Lazy to Register an Account podcast. It's been a pleasure. See you next time.